Okay, Samach Aleph, Omen Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Ezehu Peret. So what is considered, now we're going to talk about the Peret and Olos of the Torah. So Hanosha B'Shas B'Sira. These are, of course, the equivalent of the Leket by the wheat. This is equivalent by the grapes. So if you have grapes that are falling down during the time of the B'Sira, so and if you buy a cluster of grapes and take them home and run some a spray of water from your sink at full blast at the grapes, inevitably there'll be a couple that are going to just fall down. There's always grapes that are falling off. The ones that are the ripest will fall off the easiest, obviously. If nothing falls off, then you know you have a bad thing of grapes. They weren't ready. Anyway, those are usually what we call sour grapes. So anyway, so Anosh B'Shas Tzira. If he was, of course, harvesting, he detached a cluster of grapes, it became entangled on the leaves, and that's why the grape fell off the cluster, so then, obviously, that does not belong to the Aniyim, because the reason it fell off the cluster is not because it was super ripe, was because it hit the leaves or whatever. If someone goes ahead and puts a basket underneath the tree so that any grapes that fall down while he's pulling the clusters off, the vine, while he's pulling the clusters off to catch all the grapes, that's how he's a gozlas haniyim. You're stealing from the niyim, as a nemar, atasek vololom. You're not supposed to steal from the aniyim. We had this earlier, the same kind of halacha, by leket, the same thing, right? If you put down something to catch the leket, what's oleles? So koshin lekasef lenetef. It doesn't have shoulders or drippings. So miyesh lekasef lenetef. If it has this shoulder or dripping formation, then shabal bias, it belongs to the bal bias. Then in suffix, and if you're in doubt whether this is really this characteristic, whether this particular cluster follows this rule, then laniyim. Remember, we always said that whenever it's a suffix, it goes to the laniyim. Now it's going to explain it. I think it's going to explain it in the Gemara. Olelesh, I mean, we could say what it means. I thought it was in the Gemara. The Gemara is actually going to speak out exactly what this is, I believe. Let me just see this real quick. Yeah, it's going to go through. On Amud Beis, we're going to go into more detail. So that'll be tomorrow. We'll discuss exactly what these particularly Kotef and Netef is. But for timing, let's just say it simply that when you have grapes that grow, let's say they're independent. That's the easiest way to look at them. So they're not leaning on another grape. Usually the grapes are leaning one on the next. If they're only sticking out there all by themselves, so they don't have shoulders. So that's one case that will go through the aniyim. And the other case is towards the bottom of the cluster, if it's just like a straight line, there's not a formation of like it doesn't come to a point, but it just like loosely hung a couple of single grapes. So that would also be an example. So it's in lakotef loynetef that belongs to the aniyim. So lele shavar kuva, if you have a oleles, remember we're saying ololos belongs to the aniyim. So if you have something which is in the shape of an oleles, that the formation is that it would belong to the ani, but it's ba'ar kuva, it's attached to another group of grapes. So let me put it this way. You have a vine. Normally, if you have a vine, you'll have a thick part of the vine, and then there'll be another part of the vine that will branch off, and then there'll be clusters of grapes along the break off. So you have two choices. You could go ahead and you could clip each cluster independently off that shoot. Or if you want to save time, you want to save labor costs, you tell your workers, look, if you come across a vine which has several different clusters on it, let's not waste time clipping each cluster independently. Let's just clip it at the top, and you'll have the whole pack of these on one vine. So clip the vine at the top, in a way which it won't damage the vine, obviously, but, and you'll have them all, and then you just drop them in your basket. Now, if that's what the Mishnah is talking about, oleles sheba arkuva. If you have an oleles that's attached to a vine together with another cluster, so does that oleles belong to the ani or not? So that's what the Mishnah is telling me. In the cross, in Ha'eshkol, if it's torn, that is to say, when you clip that adjoining cluster, if it follows that cluster, when you clip it, then harezer shval bayis, then it belongs to the owner. Bimlav, if it stays attached to the mother vine, then harezer shalaniyim, it belongs to the poor person. Gagar yefidi, if you had a cluster of single grapes, so that's one way to learn it. So one way to learn it is like very simple. You would have, just imagine, just instead of you have a, normally your cluster of grapes has, a twig with several different small twigs sticking at the end of it. Here you have a twig with one grape sticking out, another twig with one, so you have single grapes sticking out of single twigs. So that's one way to learn Garga Yechidi. Another way to learn Garga Yechidi is literally, you have only a single grape attached to a cluster. So either way it is. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eshkol, that belongs to the owner because it's not considered olelis. It has to be, it's called a cluster, even though there's only one on there. Or even though there's only, all of them are single individual ones. He still gives it to the Balbais. But the Chachamim say no, oleles, it does have a halacha like olelos, and therefore it belongs to the poor person. So the Gemara says, Hado Amro Perep Benishiroso Kadesh. So this tells us, this Mishnah, by saying that if you put a basket underneath the vine, that you're going to be over on a pasuk of, what pasuk was it again? Al Pasuk V'Oilom. That if you go ahead and put a kakola underneath the geffen, so the Gemara is coloring a really alumda shashayla over here. When the grape starts to fall, right? So the grape, I pick the grape, the cluster off the vine, and at that moment there's one single grape that falls off the cluster and is falling towards the ground. So when it hits the ground, we know it belongs to the aniyim. At what point did it belong to the aniyim? Did it belong to the aniyim from the time it got detached from the cluster and started falling? Or was it only after it hit the ground that it belongs to the aniyim?
Well, we already learned that if it fell into the basket, it's stealing from the aniyim.
So that's the Gemara's making this deal. Right. That's the Gemara's deal.
Right. Okay.
The Gemara's saying that since you see that we're saying that he's a ganef, or whatever, al-tasik v'ol oil, that he's over this isser when he puts the basket, but it hasn't hit the ground yet you see... You're over. So you see, it belongs to him from the time it falls. The same question apparently was by Leket as well. When does it belong? Like if I hit it with a sickle, right? And the one or two
kernels,
the stalks falls down. It belongs to the Neim. So when does it belong to the Neim? From the time it hits the ground. From the time it starts to fall, right? So if I grab it with my right hand, right? So that would be the question. So anyway, so Hadom or Perp and Ishiroso Kodesh, you see that from the time it breaks off, it becomes, right? It's called robbery. So the Gemara says, no, let's Hadom Shita Sheolte Dechilfi. No, I'm sorry. The Gemara is going to slug this up in a minute. So the Gemara says, doesn't this answer the question that Chilfi asked? Chilfi asked the following question. Chilfi was the name of a person. Chilfi. It says in the bottom that he was known as Ilfa. That's a little more a name that's familiar to us. But here we're calling him Chilfi. Chilfi asked the following question. Leket b'nishirasu ma'o sheyikdash. That's what I just told you. So Leket, he asked the question about Leket. Is Leket, when it falls, then it belongs to the Ani? Or not, right? So the Gemara wanted to say, let's prove from our Mishnah the answer to Chilfi's question. Just like we're saying that it belongs to the Ani from the time it falls off the cluster, so too, my leket, it'll belong to the honey from the time it starts to fall away from the handful of stalks that he has in his hand. So the Gemara turns to some chalachim beis and says, "I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Avduma, shan yehishu garm leishal yodo aretz." That what? Shan yehi. Let's just look the Gemara folder inside. Ze emes the leket shel tefuah uperet shel tcherem chadehi. It's, you're right. Leket and peret are really one and the same. Elisha peret atzmo einu muchach behedya the kanish and the shiraso. But a peret, it's not 100% muchach. That it's as soon as it comes off the cluster, that it is already Kaddish, meaning it belongs to the Ani. The Yesh Lidchos V'lomar, we could be Docha. Ha de Koran Hatana Gezlas Haniyim, the reason why the Tana called it stealing from the Haniyim, Afilu Lo Kaddish in the Shiraso, even if it didn't become Kaddish with its breaking off, Havale Gezal Shehu Goreim Shelo Yagil Lo Aretz, you are causing it so it never reaches the ground. Like more of a Groma type thing. V'loik Dershu, and it won't become Kaddish. It's a grama. So all he's saying is that technically, in other words, this is a very technical question, right? Does it belong to the Ani from the time it breaks off the cluster or only when it hits the ground? So we're saying, well, the Mishnah called it Gozal Saniyim, even though you put a basket on the floor. So you see it belonged to the Ani from the time it fell off the cluster. He says, nah, not so fast. Really, it's only when it hits the ground. But why do you call it Gozal Saniyim? Because you're preventing it from hitting the ground. If you wouldn't have put your basket there, it would have come to me as an Ani, right? But now that you put it there, I don't get it. So that's also called Gozal Saniyim. Right? It's not rocket science here. But that's basically the Gemara's answer. So therefore, you don't really have an answer to Chilfi's question. Okay, Ad Kan, this is how far we'll go today. And Mirtz Hashem, we'll do the other blot and a half tomorrow.